welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. In the house, I can't even say in the house because we're at the Grizzly Jig Show that's happening. And Charles Bunning is here. And he's going to tell us all about spring fishing, spring crappie fishing, which we're pretty excited because we're right about there, aren't we?
Yeah, it's getting close. It's going to be fog back. You know, they just got back from, some of them just got back from Florida fishing. So
right.
It's that time of year. It's going to get good.
So tell us a little bit about the migration of crappie, because you've been around a long time. So even before forward facing, you would follow the crappie as they migrated.
Yes. Yeah. We would. Them fish right now is out and spending in deeper water. You know, they're going to be open water fishing. They're going to be anywhere from 10 to 25 foot deep. And when that water starts warming, they're going to come up. In fact, now, if the sun comes out real good, you can get them late afternoon, you can get them 5-6 foot deep.
Wow. Is there locations on reservoirs that are key areas to fish, though?
Yeah, well, yes.
Because obviously they could follow your boat around with that big power pole wrap.
Yeah, it's, you know, I fish Truman Lake a lot, when the ice is not on there, the upper end of the lake has been good all year round. I mean, the fish stay there. The big fish stay there. So they're going to be in the creek channels a lot. They're not they're not moving to the bank, you know. So you take your I use my Lake Master chip, and I'll follow that channel. And those fish will just be – they'll group up.
Right.
And Lake of the Ozarks – any right now, if you're below the 20-mile marker, then blacks are schooling. My buddies are catching some big fish right now, but they're all schooling. And then once that water temperature starts raising, then they're going to separate and they'll start going to the banks. And so I usually when that water temperature gets back up in the mid-50s, low mid-50s, and then the sun hits it, so it's going to warm up. They'll be on the banks. Usually 60 degrees is a good point that you can start casting the bank. Then fish are going to be moving in. You know, of course, it's going to be normal. They're going to move in, and males are going to get ready. You're going to catch them. And females are going to be suspended. You know, back before forward-face sonar, we caught a lot of fish in 10 to 12 foot of water where the males was on the bank and the females was suspended out 20 feet for 30 foot from the bank.
Right.
So.
And that's where you kind of focused on. Is there a bite that happens on boat docks and then it goes away as we start getting into the spring or?
Well, right now boat docks like the Ozarks are good, but they're suspended underneath the floating devices, so they're right at the edge of those, so you can shoot the docks and catch them. But it's going the same way when that water temperature warms up. That water temperature on them docks are going to warm up quicker than the open water. It's because that the flotations are attracting the sunlight and heats up, so them fish are going to be there. Right now, if you're dock shooting, they're 15, 20 foot deep in the deep, you know, off the channels.
Right.
You know, and once that sun starts coming up or out and that water temperature hits that 45 to 50 degree temperature, now they're going to be, I mean, right under it. You shoot them docks and by the time you better set the hook or set the bail when that hits the water because they're not a foot and a half deep.
Well, let's talk about how you approach that. Tell us what rod and reel and the line that you use and the lure, you would do that.
Okay, what I like, depends on how far they're back, I want to use anywhere from a 32nd to an 1/8 head jig head.
All right.
And doing that is I use the muddy water baits because when Travis designed that bait, that carrot bait was for when you're shooting docks, it won't get a lot of your baits. When you shoot it up under there, it gets wrapped around the hook. Those won't do that. They was designed for shooting docks when he did that. So I'm going to use a muddy water bait. I'm going to be a jig head, like I say, anywhere from depending on how high they are. If they're way back, I'll use an 1/8 head and try to get to them. If they're where I can get to them with a 30-second, right. That slower fall seems to be, for me, is better. So I like to use, so anywhere from a 30-second to an eighth-ounce jig head. Rods, I use a B&M dock shooter, 6 foot, if I'm shooting.
Right.
But if it's a dock open and I can just flip it, I've started doing that a lot now with the 7.5 foot 75th B&M anniversary rod.
Yeah.
So those are my two rods that I'm using if I'm shooting docks.
Right. So let's say you've moved away from the docks, or the bite on the docks isn't very good, and we're in this springtime. What would you do to catch them?
Well, that's two different methods there. I'm either going to cast to them and let it pendle down to them and then bring it right over their head. They'll turn and chase it.
Right.
Or I'm going to put a cork on there, and I'm going to cast it out above them and then bring that cork over them. And sometimes in that clear water, like the Ozarks, they'll come 6-8 foot up to bite it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm either corking, slip bob corking, or I'm casting to them.
How do you know how deep to put your lure from the cork itself?
Because I watch the fish on LiveScope now.
Well, let's just say you're out there in a pontoon boat, or you're out there with the family, and you're crappie fishing, and you're wanting to catch some crappie, but you don't have LiveScope.
If they're schooling up now and you're chasing them in open water, 6 to 8 foot or 5 to 8 foot below the cork.
And is that going to be good for a couple months now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Until them fish move in, that should be good.
And let's stick with Lake of the Ozarks. When do the crappie kind of start spawning on Lake of the Ozarks?
Depends on the moon and the temperature.
Right.
If the temperature is going to get to where it's above 60 degrees at night and a full moon, they'll spawn.
Right. And so tell us, where are they going to spawn? Like, what are locations that would be your typical spawning location?
Well, when they're going to the banks, it's going to be whatever's close. But I like pea gravel banks. That's really, to me, that's chasing, like, lower end of the Lake of the Ozarks.
Right.
Those pea gravel banks are just, you can, a lot of times there, I'll cork them. But I'll set it 1.5 feet deep. And I'll actually throw it up enough that I'm dragging on the bank.
Wow.
Until in shallower water. And then when it comes out, and they'll come up and get it.
Wow. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I love cork fishing, so.
Yeah, so talk about corks. There's a lot of different corks. I should have had you bring a cork and show us, but there's a lot of different corks. Tell us about.
Well, I personally like a skinny, long cork.
Okay.
Because what I'll do, especially if I'm using, if it's supposed to be for a 16 house, I'll probably put a 30-second on it. And that cork is doing this, so it's floating.
Right.
And so when it's doing this and it's not here, now that cork, if the light bites when they hit it,
right.
The cork does this. So I like the skinny cork. Travis likes the little round cork that he just clips it on. He's going to cast. He said, I'm going to cork. He pulls it out of his pocket, clips it on, and he throws it that way. But I pick up a different rod. I'll cast, and then if I want to start corking and try corking, then I'll pick up a different rod that I got my cork and slip bobber on it.
Travis sounds just like Mitch at Pico Lures. Mitch always has a cork somewhere in one of his pockets. Literally, you could find him any day of the year, and he probably has a cork in his pocket. And I'm like, it's not going to float you if you fall in the lake, but it's great when you want one.
And Travis is the same way. He loves, he likes cork fishing. If you're out there and them fish are suspended and you're going to them and you can't stop it, they don't want to bite it, you put a cork on it. Okay, I look at LiveScope, they're down 12 feet. I've slip bobber down 11 feet, throw it out past it, let it, and then drag it back over it real slow.
What's your favorite rod to use when you're cork fishing that way?
Same way I use the 7.5 foot 75th anniversary.
Which is do you use the combo one then? The 75th combo?
Yes.
Yeah, very affordable combo too.
Yeah.
So you're doing that. So you're catching fish. What lures are you using to catch these crappies? So you've talked about jigs. What are you using to catch them?
The same way. My go-to is the muddy water bait.
Uh-huh.
But if they're wanting a smaller...
So it's a plastic bait that you're rigging on a jig head.
Yes.
What jig head are you using then?
For that, it don't matter. Just a quarter ounce or an eighth ounce to a 32nd. It's just a round-held jig head.
Okay.
But as far as if the fish are finicky and they're not, and I got a downsize, then I'm going to go to a hair jig.
Oh, all right. What size hair jig? Eagle 132nd? 164th crazy?
Yeah, it's usually a 32nd. It's the smallest I usually go to.
Right.
I found since LiveScope or from Sonar, I do a whole lot more hair jig than any kind of plastic.
Yeah.
Especially if they're finicky. I've had two people come to me, he said, today. And said, man, I can't catch them fish. They get finicky. And he said, lay it right on their head and they look at it, it won't bite. I said, you need to downsize. I said, what kind of jig are you using? He's one guy said, well, I use an eighth ounce with a 2.5 inch, 3 ounce jig. I said, he said, I use minnows, and he said, it won't bite in. I said, okay. I said, we need to go over to Todd's and get those new weights that's like 5 inches long and skinny.
Right.
They take you don't get wrapped up in them. So I said, you get you some of them. I said, then you get some of these 32nd hair jigs. Tie that a foot underneath that, and I said, you'll be able to, them fish will start biting.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, I downsize when they get finicky.
Okay. Now, if you could give someone a tip for catching crappie in the spring, what's the one tip that you could give to them to catch crappie? And let's just say they don't have live scope. So they are out there in the pontoon boat, or they are out in the boat that has regular sonar.
Lake of the Ozarks, I would say fish around the docks.
Okay.
Sunny side of the docks.
Right.
And then once it starts warming up, now you want to shake after that water temperature gets 60 degrees and it keeps warmer, now you want to go to the shady side of the dock.
All right. Well, that works good. So... besides that, let's talk just a second about fishing the river arms compared to fishing the lake side. Cause Lake of the Ozarks has the river arms that come in.
Yes.
And they're more shallow. So things are different up there, aren't they? Compared to going down to where the dam area is. I saw that you had lake maps today. I didn't look to see personally which lakes those were, but obviously you're studying somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you where they're at.
Okay.
I'm going to the National Crappie League. I'm going down to fish their national championship in March.
Okay.
And I can't think of his name now. Jones is from down there.
Oh, all right.
So he's going to show me some places that I need to go and
check out
areas that I need to go start fishing.
He said,
I'll be glad to help you out. Well, I'm going to go. I went straight back and got me some maps. There ain't nothing no better, no tropical maps that you can set and look. He says, okay, this area, if it's doing this, I'd fish, or this area is doing that.
Right.
You know, so you mark your map and it gives you a way to go.
Map study's still important, isn't it?
Oh, we've used maps for years since Travis and I first started. Every lake we ever went to, I got a map, and him and I'll sit down and study it and say, even when he's working and couldn't be there, you know, we'd look at the map before I leave, and then I'd call him and tell him this is doing this, and he'd send me a direction. He'd have a map at home, and I'd have my Lake Master chip, and we'd go from there.
Tell us, before I interrupt you, John, the map thing, go back to River Arms kind of versus the lower end of the lake where it's more in the dam area.
Well, the dam area is, until they quit schooling, uh-huh. the black crappie, you're going to be now, as long as it's not frozen, from now until, I'm saying, 1st of April probably,
uh-huh.
They're going to be schooled, and you're right. going to be chasing the open water fish more okay. or shooting docks. And shooting docks are good anywhere.
Right.
I mean, you can go all the way up to the Truman Dam and go up wow. there and shooting docks, you know, because they're going to be moving in there. It depends a lot if they're running water. If they're running water, right. they're going to be off the river channel. If you're in a little creeks, little dips.
Right.
If they're not running water, now they're going to be out in the river channel.
Right. And how about going up to, you know, the river arms and fishing? That it changes a little bit up there, doesn't it? There's more structure.
Yeah. Not a lot of structure. Most of the structure in Lake of the yeah. Ozarks is all man-made.
Right.
So it's wherever you're going. But no, the little creeks off of them, they've always, oh, all right. I mean, everybody that's ever put out a bed is going to put them somewhere in a creek, and they're either right. going to put them on a little drop-off edge, or they're going to put them on a point, or they're going to find, you know, a little bit on the creek channel. And
there's a lot of them up there, isn't there?
They're everywhere. With forward face sonar, you can find them all and see which one's got fish in them. And
yeah, that's right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So if you're going out there fishing for crappie or walleye or white bass, stripers, you name it, any of those game fish, they got a lure that will catch them. So check them out at picolures.com. Also, B&M Pole. B&M Poles has, wow, we talked about some of the rods. The one that we talked about, and you said a couple times, was the 75th anniversary rod that they yes. have. And they have that in combo. It's a white rod. If you ever go in a store, it's a white rod. It sticks out. It makes yes. it really easy to find that. It's a really, really good rod. Overall, you can do so many things with yes. that.
Well, now they got the
Diamond
series yeah. in 18 and 20 foot.
Right. Yeah, that gets way out there. So you can find one of those rods, go to bnmpole.com. If they want to find out more, where would they go, Charles?
I would go to Grizzly Jig.
All right. They got, Grizzly Jig. Yeah.
I mean, this store has everything from crappie fishing. It's the biggest crappie fishing store in the world.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt about that.
And they're real helpful. If you think you would, any kind of rods, you call them. They're going to tell you. They're going to explain it to you. You know, it's just they're not only a big, good store, they're just real home family people.
And they know about fishing.
Yes, they're right. all fishermen. They all know what they're doing. They all know how to. And 90% of the time, if you order something at noon, it's going to be shipped that day.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's at Grizzly Jig Company. You can check that out online. Like I always like to end the show, appreciate you being on the show.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.